Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons.
Well, we're reflecting now on a very solemn part of Lent. We're moving into the sacred Triduum with Holy Thursday, and the film you've selected, Peter, is Troubled Waters.
This is a film that I'm presuming hardly anybody who might be listening to this reflection has seen. So I'm going to recommend it. It's a Norwegian film, so it's not one that is readily accessible, and I suppose one mentions Amazon in passing as a possible source for finding it. But I think people would be rewarded in finding it. The title comes from Simon and Garfunkel's song, The Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And in a sense, Jesus, of course, is our bridge over troubled waters as he moves from this life to the next, as St. Paul says. In this particular story, and why perhaps it's useful for Holy Thursday, not so much in a Eucharistic sense, though there are some communion sequences in it, is in terms of what we've been having in the past couple of days, betrayal and then a chance for new life. The film's in two parts, and we follow a young man who with a friend stupidly abducts a little child and then kills it, not initially intentionally, and serves time in prison. But he's an organist, and when he comes out of prison, the chaplain, and this is a Lutheran setting in Norway, arranges for him to be an organist at a church. The mother of the child actually brings a group to look at the church and hear its history, and she then recognizes the killer. And the second part of the film is the story of the woman and how the young man actually makes up for what he has done and is actually serving others, and especially the little boy of the priest who serves in that church. She's a single mother, in fact, but she's the priest of the church. And so you've got the parallels of the boy who died and then the boy that he wants to bring up and then eventually save.
Isaac!
Han har dræbt min søn. Og jeg forstår ikke hvorfor.
Now, it's in that context that there is a reflection on what is the role of communion, what is the role of the Eucharist. Is it just simply bonding us in Jesus, as, say, in the Last Supper, or is it a means for, let's say, as some theologians do, a sacrament for the broken? And that those who are sinners, if they receive the Eucharist, then Jesus gives his body and blood for us, for the sins of the world, and therefore it is a healing sacrament. It is a healing of our brokenness.
Crime, punishment, and redemption are very Catholic themes, but these topics are tremendously difficult to reconcile oneself with, aren't they?
They are, and they're very strong in some of the churches of the Reformation. And why it's particularly interesting if people do see this film is the great respect that the film shows for the Lutheran tradition in Norway. So there is the church, there is the priest, there is the organ and the music, and there are the sacraments, as well as some dialogue themes about people getting a second opportunity and forgiveness and reconciliation.